Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The conversation about Pete Alonso, which I had a little bit yesterday, and my only point is I want Pete on the Mets, and I know we all do, and right now he's having an MVP type season, and that seems crazy that a Scott Boras client having an MVP type season, who's clearly not going to opt in to the rest of his contract, he'd be nuts, because I think this free agency is completely different. And I was listening to Joe Beningo on Saturday before my Saturday show, and he just blatantly screams every once in a while, sign him now, sign Pete now. And I think it's just because he wants Pete to be a Met, and so he wants it to happen as soon as possible. But I actually think that it could make some sense for both sides, because I don't know. My only concern is I don't know how David Stearns feels about Pete Alonso. I'll be totally honest with you. Not that he hates him or whatever, but I think you could take a little bit and glean a little bit into his thinking on Pete Alonso with the way they handled the trade, the free agency last year. Now, look, there was no secondary market for him. Nobody else wanted him. At the same level, the Mets were willing to pay him, clearly, no doubt. So there was no impetus to show great interest in signing Pete. They didn't have to sign him. So I'll take that for what it's worth. But at the same time, I just, knowing David Stearns and how he likes to operate, and they talk about long-term contracts, I just don't know if he, like, to me, and I've said this all year, and now he's outperformed anything I thought he would perform. Like, he's even better than I would have thought when I said, if Pete has a great year, it's beyond that. It's so good. He's in the conversation for MVP right now, if not the front runner to be the MVP in the league. He leads the league in RBIs. He's hitting 300. His OPS is just a smidge under 1,000. 17 home runs and being as clutch as you could possibly be. And his defense has really improved. But I just don't know how, like, a part of me thinks, and I said this to start the year, and I still feel this way, that a part of me thinks that if Pete opts out, David Stearns is going to tell the owner, hey, look, we just got the best of Pete Alonso. Like, do you really want to give Pete a 7-year contract? Do you really want to give Pete a 6-7 year deal for big-time money, long-term contract, and lock him in? I know he's going to hit a bunch of home runs. He's already passed David Wright. He's going to pass Darryl Strawberry. Like, he's going to win awards and maybe and be an all-time great. And who knows? If he hits, I don't know how 500 home runs is viewed anymore, but you could be talking about a guy putting on a Met, a Met cap in the Hall of Fame. But I just don't know how Stearns feels about it. He is right now, and here's Stearns has an opinion. Stearns has a way of running the team, and right now, his opinion and his way of running it has come up aces in almost every turn. He has a way of building the pitching staff. He doesn't want to add high price free agents. What do you? Burns is available. Burns is available. No, I'm not going to sign Burns. Instead, I'm going to sign Griffin Canning, get a just as good a year out of Burns, and now Burns just has had elbow surgery. Like this is what he believes in, and I just have this feeling, sneaking suspicion, that he does not believe in giving long-term money to Pete Alonso. Not necessarily the money, because we all know the owner can afford it, but a long-term contract. And if they can talk now, and Pete can lock in, be a Met, Right now, he's about as happy as you can be being a Met. Loves the team, loves the way he's playing, wants nothing else. And I believe that. I'm not trying to say it's disingenuous. Pete wants to be a Met. I don't think there's any doubt. He desperately wants to be a Met. And they can try that in free agency and see if he'll take a hometown discount. And I'm sure on some level he would take a small one. But all the circumstances, the year he's having, to me it proves that he's not trending in the wrong direction. You know what kind of guarantee he is, even on bad years now. He doesn't have any picks attached to him. And the idea that first basemen don't get paid when he got $30 million last year and Vladimir Guerrero got his contract, I think you could see a trend in the different direction about the money first basemen get. I just think it's all pointing towards a very big free agency for Pete Alonso. And if it comes to 7-8 years, maybe Pete will take less years, maybe he won't. But right now, if you say, hey, look, opt in to the next two that we have for you, and I'll give you another two on top of that at big money, I would try and talk to Pete now. And he's the right kind of guy, even though he's a Boris client, that could be interested in making a deal right now, solidifying himself as a Met for the next handful of years, not having to worry about all this, and just continue on trying to win a championship with the team. I just think now wouldn't be a terrible time because that contract is going to be enormous. And I just and especially Stearns knowing he could have signed him to a much lesser long-term deal last year is going to be kicking himself when he has to give him this major deal a year later, a year older, despite coming off an incredible season. I just think it's a tricky situation. But what's not tricky is what he means to the team right now. And they go to take the Nationals on, come home to take on the Nationals for the next three before taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. And this team coming off this little stretch where they've played very well and they've beaten the worst and they've beaten the best. I know they split against the Dodgers, but that's good enough for me as they've taken the season series and won the tiebreaker. And right now this Met team continues to pitch great. The bullpen has had its moments, but still Reed Garrett's kind of coming into, I know he gave up a couple runs, but he pulled off one hell of a Houdini act against the Dodgers early on. They're pitching well. The starting rotation continues to be incredible. You know, another really good start from Clay Holmes. Griffin Canning, I'm sure, will pitch well tonight off of pitching unbelievably well against the Dodgers. I mean, he was incredible in that game. He was locating. The changeup was back. The slider. Like, Griffin Canning has just been great. Peterson has been really good. Even McGill, what was he throwing a no-hitter for how long? I mean, even he's struggled at times, but you look at his last start and then the start before that where he gives up runs early against the Dodgers and then settles in and still gives them length. Like, the rotation's been incredible. They got Paul Blackburn, who had one great start against the Dodgers, you know, in the bullpen at any moment. Sanga's pitching to sub-2 ERA. I mean, right now it's the Mets pitching. I have a hard time talking about the Mets without focusing on how well they're pitching. The Pete Alonso conversation is something different. Obviously, we know, you know, we'll see how Lindor, he's been fine so far. We'll see if this broken pinky toe hampers him at all. I mean, really, the conversation is now that we start talking about the deadline and what they want to look to improve and, you know, Francisco Alvarez and Luis Torrens and how much of a platoon this is really going to become because Alvarez continues to struggle. Mauricio, who struggled, 0-for-8 in his first 8 appearances and then his first 8 at-bats and then hit the double off the wall late Friday night and then had a fantastic rest of the series, including one of the longer home runs you'll ever see. And I think the longest home run of the Mets season so far. But as we get ready for, you know, this push now that we're into the middle of June pretty much and we're a month away from the All-Star break, a month and a couple weeks away, 6 weeks away from the trade deadline, you start to really get an idea for what your team is, who you are. And right now, I think both teams are clearly the best in their division with a couple of holes that they could easily plug at the deadline. Doesn't have to be great. Doesn't have to be a superstar. Just a little bit of improvement. And they got guys coming back. You got Manaea coming back. You got Montas coming back. We'll see how long Siri is away from coming back. You've already added one young kid in Montas and Jesse Winker even, right? Jesse Winker coming back. I mean, this Met team is extremely solid right now. And to me, it's the pitching staff that holds them together. It's remarkable. But the Pete Alonso situation, it's going to be one of the more fascinating, free agencies because of what it was last. It's going to be the polar opposite. I'm not saying he's going to get Juan Soto money or have that kind of a free agency, but I think the numbers are going to be wildly different for a bunch of different circumstances. And if David Stearns gets the idea that the owner is going to say, I don't care, we're bringing back Pete, there's a chance Pete could win the first MVP in franchise history, lead them to, who knows, a championship. I mean, right now the fan base might not tolerate losing Pete. And if I'm Stearns and I know the owner is going to tell me that at the end of the year, I'm going to try and do everything I can to see what I can talk to him now. Because I just don't know how Stearns feels about the long, long-term deal. And that's what it might get into. Not that they can't keep him. Not that the money isn't there or that the owner might say, screw it, whatever he wants, pay the man. He's earned it. We questioned it. We gave him the short-term deal. He's earned this contract. Give it to him. And that might be what the owner tells. I'm not saying he can't stay. I'm just saying I don't know how comfortable Stearns is going to be with it. So I would try and talk to him now and see if you can get Pete Alonso to say, hey, I can lock up my Met career for the next 5 or 6 years. I'll take it now. As opposed to seeing where the bidding war goes, because I think the bidding war is going to be dramatically different than it was last year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.